We have some major breaking news. The Trump administration continues to get outplayed over and over by Ghislaine Maxwell and her team of lawyers. In an attempt to draw a narrative that is favorable for the Trump administration, for once throughout this whole Epstein saga, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, Todd Blanche, everyone at the DOJ and FBI have dug themselves into a deeper hole because Ghislaine Maxwell and her team are now making rather clever demands. Of course, I am not on Ghislaine Maxwell's side. She is a horrific human being, but the way that her attorneys are leveraging this situation is quite legally ambitious, to say the least. I'm going to explain what just happened, but we also want to dig into the 15 hours of missing Epstein footage that was recorded by one of Trump's close allies. We'll talk about that later in the video. We even have a trailer of Epstein being interviewed by one of Trump's close allies. We'll dig into it all, but let's just start with the most immediate news because it's urgent. Breaking, says Yashar Ali. Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney says she will invoke her Fifth Amendment rights during a forthcoming congressional deposition unless she is granted immunity. Think about the leverage play that comes with that. Her attorney, David Oscar Marcus, adds that if Maxwell receives clemency from the president, she would be willing to testify openly in public. She's trying to manipulate Donald Trump and his own ego to get off, to get clemency. Insane. So just to break this down, Ghislaine is refusing to say anything before Congress. She will just invoke her Fifth Amendment right repeatedly, which she can do. That protects individuals from being forced to testify against themselves. And it means that if Congress tries to question her under oath, she can effectively stay silent unless she's guaranteed that nothing she says can be used against her in future prosecutions, that she can incriminate whoever she wants, say whatever she wants, unless she's found to lie under oath. So just to back up, in legal terms, it feels like a trap for the Trump administration. Maxwell is invoking the Fifth Amendment unless Congress or the president offers her something in return. She's not going to talk unless she gets something. She's using the leverage that Trump wants her to say something. Congress, Republicans in Congress, want her to say something, anything to exonerate the president for his crazy behavior. So she's trying to use the leverage she has, they want her to say anything, to get either clemency or immunity from future prosecution from Trump or Congress. If she gets either one, she will testify publicly. But let's be more clear about what that means. It feels like a power move, or like, I don't want to call it a power move because she's a disgusting human being, but it's like a leverage point. It is a leverage point that is used to back congressional Republicans into a corner. They want answers. They want closure, but it's like a poison pill for Congress to grant her full immunity or Trump to grant clemency. And what makes this even more revealing is what Trump hasn't done. He has not said that he won't pardon her or won't offer clemency. In fact, he has intentionally left it vague. I'm sure you guys have seen the clips over and over of Trump going, I could do it. I could do it if I want to. I could pardon her if I want to. That's not the question anybody's asking. It's, are you going to pardon her? Not, can you pardon her? We are aware of his rights. And you know, this brings me on to the tapes. There are multiple versions of the tapes, not only the Epstein client list and the tapes that are along with that, but we have the 12-hour tapes that were released by the FBI and the DOJ with a missing minute, if you guys remember that. On top of that, I want to talk about the 15 hours of interviews that Jeffrey Epstein did with a close Trump ally. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below, and let's jump in. And really quickly, this is important. The United States is supposed to be the land of the free, but how free are we if the government can secretly monitor our messages, track our search history and location, and even buy your private data? Right now, with Trump's control of the NSA, the FBI, and other big tech, his surveillance machine is more powerful than ever. So in order to fight back, I've been using a free service called Proton Mail. Proton was created by scientists who met at CERN, determined to build a better internet. They started this in Switzerland because Swiss privacy laws are tough, even tougher than the US, and now Proton Mail can protect your privacy with end-to-end encryption in a tough way. No one, not even Proton, can read your emails. With Proton Mail, again, it's free, and you don't have to worry about Section 702 surveillance because your information stays secure encrypted, and out of the hands of big tech. I love Proton Mail. I use Proton Mail because I refuse to let the government treat my privacy as optional. It is effortless to switch over, especially if you're using Gmail. And if you switch over, there are a bunch of features like Proton VPN, Proton Drive, Proton Pass, and more, all designed to give you total control over your digital life. So go sign up below. Seriously, it's completely free, and you can join the over 100 million people who've already chosen Proton Mail. Go to proton.me/Adam or click the top link below. Take your privacy back today. It's free. Thank you to Proton Mail for making this video possible, and thank you to you all. Huge thank you to the sponsors who make these videos possible, and let's just rip this. This reads, Steve Bannon's Secret Epstein Videos, The Tale of the Tapes. He says it's a documentary, but the 15 hours of footage Bannon shot with Jeffrey Epstein were reportedly training for a 60-minute style redemption tour. Steve Bannon, Trump's close advisor, longtime ally, got fired by Donald Trump around the same time that Jeffrey Epstein was frozen out of the Trump orbit. So as both of them were frozen out of the orbit, they were kind of angry, and they bonded over that. They became friends behind the scenes, and then they were planning a redemption tour for Epstein, where they sat down and they did interview after interview after interview. We have the trailer for this, the trailer that they put together for all of this. But for some backstory, this reads, like just about everybody else these days, Steve Bannon has been pounding the table for the release of the Epstein files, blasting the disgraced financier as a globalist child molester and calling for full public transparency. Turns out, though, Bannon wasn't always so critical of the late billionaire. As recently as 2019, as mounting press coverage and renewed investigations were closing in before his arrest in Teterboro Airport on sex trafficking charges, as most everyone else in Jeffrey Epstein's orbit had already shunned the 66-year-old, Bannon was still standing by his man. The rumpled former Trump aide reportedly advised Epstein from the shadows, joining strategy calls, and ultimately helped stage a behind-the-scenes media makeover. Wow. So Trump, longtime allies with Jeffrey Epstein, you know, sending him love letters at the peak of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking, then gets involved with Steve Bannon. They join forces. The entire orbit revolves around Trump, and Epstein is a part of it. He's going from person to person and using them. And now it's culminated into this weird situation where Trump is saying he didn't have the privilege to go to the island. Someone in my comment section yesterday, who's not even a Trump supporter, someone who's on our side, said, Adam, I think Trump was being sarcastic when he said he didn't have the privilege. Number one, he wasn't being sarcastic. He was being dead serious. There was no sarcasm. Number two, that makes it even worse. Trump was being sarcastic about not having the privilege of going to a sex trafficking island. It is all disgusting. The setup of this looked like a documentary shot. Steve Bannon and Jeffrey Epstein talking face to face. A small crew, professional lighting, with Bannon lobbing tough prosecutorial questions. They were kind of debate prep type questions, seemingly designed to get Epstein ready for an image-changing sit-down with an outlet like 60 Minutes, with Bannon playing the part of Mike Wallace. But that 60 Minutes interview never happened. Some PR rehabs are just too daunting, but for months now, Bannon has been publicly promoting that footage of his erstwhile friend, 12 to 15 hours by his own count, as the foundation of a planned docuseries, working title, The Monster. He's been pitching it as journalism, a raw look into Epstein's pathology. I would do anything to get the full footage, but let's watch this trailer that they leaked.
Next month marks 2 years since the death of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein inside a New York City jail.
We were underage. We were little girls.
By the time I was 16, I brought him up to 75 girls.
But he was glib. And he lived essentially like he was Gatsby. He was an absolutely terrifying person to encounter.
You own an island.
Right.
Two islands. The islands of Dr. Moreau.
Correct.
Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire New York businessman whose vast wealth bought an arrogance that knew no limits. He acted as if he could have anything he craved.
Reporting the FBI is now looking into how it can interview Britain's Prince Andrew over his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
I made my living from old thinking, but the future is for the way women think.
The way women think.
That's correct.
Is that not a sop because of all the depravity you've done against young women, and your new sop is that their women's thinking is the future?
No, I've always believed that women would be, in fact, be able to take over. I'm a firm believer and supporter of Time's Up.
This is just awful. So as I was reading the reporting, a big part of this interview is framing Jeffrey Epstein as a big supporter of Me Too. In 2019, the Me Too movement was taking over in politics. It was like sort of new wave feminism. And Jeffrey Epstein was trying to capitalize off that in a slimy political way. Steve Bannon, I'm sure, masterminded it because Steve Bannon is a clever political strategist. So, I mean, you see in that a little bit of a hint of them talking about the Me Too movement. Isn't it weird for you to support that? It's all a political stunt. Jeffrey Epstein is an absolute freak. And look at, he's so poorly media trained. Look at
being is the future.
No,
he looks like Walter White in season 5 of Breaking Bad after he's already caught. And he's got that big scruffy beard. Like, just give it up at this point. He did give it up.
USOP is that their women's thinking is the future?
No, I've always believed that women would be, in fact, be able to take over. I'm a firm believer and supporter of Time's Up.
Great answer.
Federal prosecutors said yesterday video of Epstein's jail cell when he made his first suicide attempt no longer exists.
And Jeffrey Edward Epstein,
have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Epstein got away with his crimes because nearly every element of society allowed him to get away with them.
This morning, we're learning new details of the exact cause of death of former registered sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein.
The greatest threat to people put in solitary confinement is they try to kill themselves. Imagine that. You're only in a room for 24 hours, you start to go crazy.
The monsters, Epstein's life among the global elite. Steve Bannon acts like he was going to expose the global elite that covered up the Epstein client list and the case, yet he is now part of that elite. He is now helping cover up literally the interviews that he did with Epstein, and also helping the Trump administration tangentially cover up the plethora, all of the evidence that is out there. According to author Michael Wolff, who was there for the first taping and then reviewed transcripts of others, and who first revealed the existence of these tapes in his 2021 book, Too Famous, according to him, the point wasn't exposure. It was to spin everything. There's no question the tapes were media training, said Michael Wolff. Michael Wolff is also the journalist who recorded a lot of the tapes of Epstein saying Trump is his best friend for years. Quote, and there's no possible way Epstein would have signed off on them being used in a documentary. So Steve Bannon is actually being a slippery liar in multiple ways, because not only is he covering up the tapes, but he then advertised the tapes as some like exclusive documentary of Epstein. But Epstein, when he was alive, thought these tapes were being recorded to be destroyed after. They were just prep, essentially. I guess that's what Epstein gets. I mean, how does it feel to be recorded without your consent and having the tapes used? Bannon, who did not reply to repeated calls and emails, has past denied Wolf's account and reports of his friendship with Epstein. But you can't deny it anymore. You can't deny it when we have videos of you guys sitting down face to face very, very clearly. I mean, this reads, Steve Bannon's secret Epstein videos, the tale of the tapes. Bannon, who did not reply to repeated calls, has denied everything. But over the past 5 years, he's been considerably more hazy about the release of the Epstein tapes, kind of wafting back and forth. But now, due to audience capture, do whatever, he's talking about it. He's now saying, since last February, he appeared on the Jimmy Dore show and finally spoke about this footage, claiming he was producing a documentary series around them, maybe for Netflix or another streamer. Can you guys let me know in the comment section, yes or no? Is it not effing insane that one of Trump's longtime close allies has 15 hours of secret footage about Jeffrey Epstein's life and his responses and his thoughts and the inner workings of how things happened, and yet there's no release of them? What is he hiding? Who is Steve Bannon protecting? I asked that question in jest because the answer should be obvious. To Wolf, who knew both Bannon and Epstein well, Bannon's recent attacks on Epstein belies the cozy nature of their relationship. He claims the two men were good friends, meeting sometime around 2017, shortly after Bannon's forced exit from the Trump White House, and remained close right until his death in August of 2019. During those years, Wolf claims, Bannon was a frequent visitor to both Epstein's Manhattan townhouse and his Paris apartment. Honestly, it makes sense. Epstein was kind of an outcast from society for obvious reasons. So was Bannon, for obvious reasons, and they became friends, I guess. Their affinity was not altogether surprising. The two men shared a Wall Street background, a taste for high life, and a complicated relationship with Donald Trump. Both were close to the president before being iced out, basically what I was saying. Bannon's break with Trump came soon after the publication of Wolf's book, Fire and Fury, for which Bannon was widely rumored to be a major source. In fact, it wasn't until years after Epstein's alleged prison cell suicide that Bannon publicly changed his tune on Epstein. Now, he's acting a little bit different, and this brings me on to the missing footage. I mean, not the missing footage that Bannon recorded, the missing footage that the DOJ released. Remember, there was a missing minute, and we're now learning the FBI and DOJ's version of the Epstein cell door video, they didn't have the missing minute cut out, meaning they had the full tape. A government source told CBS News that investigators have footage of Epstein's jail video with the full time interval intact, despite a public timestamp jump that raised tampering concerns. Remember, there was a Wired article reporting that this had been edited in a software program. So I guess my only ask is, if you made it this far in the video, say hi, Adam, in the comment section below. I'm greatly appreciative of all of you who watch my videos. Genuinely, we are building something great together. And it's because of you all. You guys help give power to the channel, and I help we reciprocate and help give you power with the news cycle. So thank you so much. Let's continue to push for our favorite ideals. Let's be a part of something, and thank you all. Peace out.